What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as you can see over the Justin TV feed, joining me today is the lovely Claire, composer, co-webmaster, and all the rest of that. And Claire has a lot of things on her mind regarding the situation in the Middle East. So, Claire, take it away.
Thank you. There have been several developments this last week, which individually might not bother me too much, but taken together do not augur well for peace in Iran and the Middle East, per se. First of all, in a closed-door meeting, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, made the statement, "If Israel attacks Iran, I will take responsibility."
Okay.
And now the people attending the meeting didn't want to give their names for fear of some kind of retaliation. And the Israelis who attended this meeting had two schools of thought. One, that he was really going to do it. The other was that it was a form of psychological pressure against the United States to do it, which I don't think, with less than 100 days before an election, call me silly, President Obama would really be gleeful about starting with.
Well, I have a couple of comments about that. First of all, I mean, there's this amazing situation where Israel gets the United States to go and wage war on Israel's enemies by saying, if you don't go kill them, I'll do it. And if I were president of the United States, I'd say, sure, go ahead, fight your own wars, you know, and leave us at home. The other situation, though, I think to put the most pessimistic interpretation on this, earlier this year, the Kadima party basically bowed out of Netanyahu's coalition government. And at the time they did it, I said, I think this is the Kadima party wanting to distance itself from coming military action because they know the people in Israel are very much opposed to this war going forward. And so I think what's going to go on is Netanyahu is going to start this war. And if it goes badly, the Israeli people will simply vote for the opposing party rather than say it's time to simply kick out the government and start all over again, which is a very real risk. I mean, Israel's been watching all these countries around the world that are hovering on the verge of revolution, that have gone into revolution, whether it's peaceful in Iceland or like happened in Egypt, and trying to hold on to its hegemonic domination of the entire world. The grip is beginning to slip. And so I think Netanyahu is probably getting close to retirement way, and he's going to say, all right, I will take the blame for this whole thing, and that will indemnify the Israeli government as an institution. And so when the elections do happen in September, the Kadima party will come back in, and life will go on as it always has.
Yes, I think that's very, very accurate. The other kind of disturbing event is that Egypt's President Morsi is going to be skipping the Non-Aligned Movement Conference in Iran this month. And there was a little bit of back and forth as to why it was. But I wonder if in some private conversations, Hillary Clinton said to him, I don't think Iran is a good place for you in August. According to documents obtained by Western diplomatic sources, Iran was going to press for a resolution that would recognize the right of developing countries to pursue nuclear power and to enrich uranium peacefully. But I think the long arm of coincidence is stretched a little bit too intensely for that to be possibly the real reason why he's going to be skipping the conference.
Well, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's confirmed that he is not going to the conference, correct?
Well, it is not a 1,000%, but the London Arabic newspaper Al Hayat reported today that the president will not be attending the summit.
Okay,
and
so
they're usually pretty accurate on this stuff.
All right, so Morsi was warned off on that situation. The reality is, though, that any nation, yes, all nations have a right to develop nuclear technology. Of course, mm-hmm. Israel hates that because Israel is now one of the major exporters of nuclear materials around the world.
And they don't like the competition.
They don't like competition. It cuts into their profits.
Right.
And that's always a good reason to attack mm-hmm. and destroy somebody else. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at TurtleTuffShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleTuffShelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, you'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're looking at these developments over there in the Middle East, where President Morsi has been warned off of attending this meeting of the non-aligned states in Iran. And again, Iran is trying to basically pull together a coalition of nations that are very much opposed to the continuing invasions and encroachments and overthrows and coup d'etats by the United States and Israel. And as I pointed out earlier in the show, the claim that the Jerusalem Post put out earlier this week that Ahmadinejad was calling on all the nations of the earth to annihilate Israel was, again, a propaganda mistranslation. And what Ahmadinejad is actually saying is that all of the nations need to align together to oppose Zionist hegemonic domination. And that, of course, makes perfect sense because there's absolutely no question that Israel has a long history of attempting to acquire property that belongs to other people, using the United States Armed Forces as their hired mercenary.
Yes. And I'd like to also mention the last of these events, which has me very, very concerned. And, of course, there has been absolutely no mention of this in the Western corporate press that I have seen. However, Iran's chief negotiator, that would be Saeed Jalili, and the EU's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, have been in intense phone dialogue the last couple of weeks. And what Iran is asking for is for the group 5+1 to provide, please, a clear response to ideas that were put forward by Tehran to get rid of this impasse. And Ashton, for her part, said that she would confer with the members and on the issue and will announce the conclusion to Jalili within 2 weeks. Well, folks, I'm a little concerned about this because for all of you astronomy buffs, you probably know, but that means that she will respond to Jalili by or before the 17th of this month. And on the 17th of this month is a new moon that could really, Mike, could you explain how that works?
Basically, we're not going off onto astrology or anything like that, but when these attacks are carried out, whether it's into Iraq or any of these other countries, the invading forces prefer to attack at night when there is no moon, because that gives an advantage to those forces armed with the best night vision equipment. And, of course, that's the United States of America, and it is also Israel, paid for by the U.S. Taxpayer. And so during the time of the new moon or almost new moon is an ideal time for these attacks to take place. So we've got the Olympic closing ceremonies coming up on the 12th. If there were a big bang then a week later or 4 or 5 weeks later, the attack on Iran takes place underneath a new moon where night is on the side of the attacking countries.
And I'd like to kind of throw out, and I'm going to get a little bit dangerous here, I'd like to throw out to all people who would like to see a peaceful, prosperous Middle East the following possibilities and the following scenarios. Number one, it appears that Israel is heck-bent on attacking a country whose nuclear weapons program cannot yet be proven to exist.
There is no nuclear weapons program.
Yeah.
What Iran is doing is all legal and acknowledged to be legal by the United States under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They're building power stations. Actually, Russia's building the power station. They're building facilities to manufacture the fuel rods for the power station because Iran understands the oil is not going to last forever, something that the U.S. does not yet seem to have come to grips with.
No.
And again, everything Iran is doing is legally allowed under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And that includes the medical isotopes. Iran is now planning to put nuclear propulsion into cargo ships and oil tankers, which will certainly make all the carbon Nazis happy because they won't be burning up all that fossil fuel to move the fossil fuel across the face of the globe. All of this is very legal, but all of this is a direct competition to Israel's nuclear exports. And not all of Israel's nuclear exports are legal under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Israel hasn't signed anyways. You probably remember documents from the previous government of South Africa confirm Israel tried to sell them a nuclear weapon, which is exactly the activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is designed to prevent. So from Israel's point of view, all the Non-Proliferation Treaty is a license for a monopoly. The Non-Proliferation Treaty keeps every other nuclear nation on Earth from encroaching on Israel's nuclear marketplace. That's all it is. It's market share. It's exclusive rights. It's a monopoly and very, very high profits. And every time Israel has attacked another nation for their nuclear technology, what actually gets destroyed is that nation's ability to export products that would force competition and force prices down for Israel. That's the real motive for all of this stuff.
It's all economic.
That's exactly right.
And one of the other things that I think people need to consider is that last month an announcement was made by China and Iran that China is now developing in Iran's southern oil fields. A lot of oil there. And if, in fact, Israel or the U.S. and or the U.S. attack Iran, that will be construed as an attack against China's national interests because China needs the oil. And they're willing to invest the money to get it. And so what we may have here is a global thermonuclear war over this non-existent weapons program. I don't know about you who are listening or watching. That kind of scares the stuffing out of me.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 30 million sunblock. Here's the deal. Russia has also indicated that an attack into Iran is going to be a serious problem for two reasons. One, Iran is a major trading partner with Russia. Russia gets a lot of their crude oil from Iran. That power station that is the focus of all of Israel's hate propaganda is Russian state property. Until Iran makes the final payment on it and gets the pink slip, okay, that power station technically belongs to Russia. Russian nationals are on the ground helping to run it, teaching the Iranians how to operate it. An attack on that reactor is an attack on Russian state property and an attack on Russian nationals. Russia has already indicated they will not tolerate that.
And the other thing I have to wonder about with both the Israeli military and civilian command is any attack on Iran is going to be killing off many of the oldest Jewish communities on the planet. And that is the Jewish community that still lives and, you know, seemingly very happily and comfortably in Iran.
Yeah, that's an important
part. That's bizarre.
That's an important part to remember here. Israel approached all of the Jews living in Iran and said, we'll give you a bunch of money if you'll move to Israel. And the Iranian Jews said, no, we're happy here. The government of Iran is nice to us. We have prosperous businesses. We have lives and family and friends here. We don't want to go to Israel. And so that's this whole situation. This idea that Ahmadinejad hates the Jews all over the world is completely absurd, because if Ahmadinejad really wanted to wipe out the Jews or wipe out whatever, he would start with the ones inside his own country, and he never has. We have a caller waiting on the line who's waited for quite a bit. Arthur, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike madam, good afternoon.
It's Claire. Aloha.
Claire, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Miss Claire,
is Ms. Claire.
Excuse me?
I said Ms. Claire.
Ms. Claire.
Go ahead, Arthur. What's on your mind today?
You know, as I'm listening to this conversation, and I have told people time and time again that, you know, if they go into Iraq, we're looking at Russia and China. It's inevitable because, you know, China, they rely heavily on Iranian oil. And well, I don't think China is going to tolerate any disturbance in that flow. And like you said, with the system there for Russia, they're not going to tolerate that either. And I'm kind of wondering, a couple of real simple yes or no questions to get to the big question. If I understand my history and where we're at now in this country, we no longer live under a rule of common law, but under a rule of equity, administrative, maritime, admiralty, contract law, correct?
Well, I would say that we're really in a post-constitutional republic phase. And I say that because of the passage of the Homeland Security Act, the Patriot Act, and the signing of the NDNA by Obama, which just floored me as a former lecturer, you know, in constitutional law, because the NDAA gives the president the power to have anyone arrested for anything that could be construed, quote unquote, as giving aid and comfort to the enemy and allowing that person to rot without any due process and without any trial by jury. And
which is why I'm saying, you know, if the U.S. government is backing al-Qaeda in Syria, we need to arrest the city of Washington, D.C. and send them to Guantanamo.
A very good idea, dear. and what was your other question, Arthur?
So anyway, I'm familiar with how, you know, our system works pretty much. I mean, when you go into a courtroom, basically, you're under equity. Well, that would be contractual law. Isn't a treaty a contract?
A treaty, it could be construed as a contract. Treaties, though, are enforced by virtue of the Constitution.
I mean, you have, you know, each party agrees that this is how we're going to do things. That's a contract.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I'm a dumb, ignorant redneck, so I like to keep things real simple. A treaty is a contract. We all agree under contract.
Okay, Arthur, we got to take a break. Arthur, I'm sorry, we got to take a commercial break. Don't go away. We're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the roll. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking to Arthur. And Arthur, I think the issue about a treaty being a contract, in theory, yes, it is. And in theory, a contract is something that is complied with out of a sense of honor. At least that's the way it used to be. Unfortunately, in our current litigious society, where, you know, victory simply goes to whoever can lawyer the most, the reality is that the question of enforcement comes into play here. So contracts between ordinary citizens can be enforced through the courts of law, but in the case of treaties, they're very much, you know, if the honor is not there, the treaty is rather pointless. And of course, a good example of that is the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, where that contract obligates the United States of America to recognize Iran's right to peaceful uses of nuclear technology. Under Article 4, the United States is obligated to assist Iran in building those peaceful nuclear technologies, which is a really good way to make sure there isn't a bomb factory hidden inside there.
And that's where I was going with this, because my point was going to be, I don't understand why Ahmadinejad doesn't simply just go to the UN and stand there and say, ladies and gentlemen, since the day of this treaty being signed, the United States has been in violation from day one. Therefore,
well, actually, Ahmadinejad has done that. he has done that, and of course the American media will not cover it. You know, we just get all this Israel propaganda saying Iran is bad, Iran is bad. Ahmadinejad did speak to the United Nations, and he made these very points. The problem is that the United Nations cannot take any action other than through the Security Council, and the United States has a veto there. So when the Security Council... Yeah.
Here's my point, though. Why doesn't he simply just say, so here's what's going to happen. Since the United States cannot honor this treaty, neither shall Iran. And also, by the way, the Israel was accepted into the United Nations with conditions which Israel has yet to fulfill.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Therefore, Israel has no place in this body, and I move to have them removed, and if they don't, then we will leave the UN and then start building his alliances with Syria and Egypt and the rest of them, and just make it very clear, Israel, this is how you want to play this game. See, this is the kind of guy I am. I'll go right into town, and I'll get right in people's faces. I don't care. And I think that's the move that Ahmadinejad ought to take, is just step up and say, look, you can't live up to your agreement, neither will we. You violated the treaty. Game over. We're not playing with you no more. We're taking our tools and toys, and we're going home.
Well,
thanks,
Mike.
I'll listen out there.
All right, you got it. It sounds good in theory, and, you know, certainly quite a few bar fights have started that way, but we're dealing with something a little bit more serious than a personal altercation. From Iran's point of view, they basically can't take the attitude of, if the United States is not going to honor the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, then neither will I, because that would be spun as an immediate admission that Iran is doing something that would justify an attack. And so Iran is not going to do that. As far as the idea that Israel ought to be thrown out of the United Nations because they never kept the conditions placed on their membership, yes, under the rule of law, that should be true. But again, that removal of Israel from the United Nations has to be done through the Security Council, and the United States will veto. And that really betrays the complete and utter weakness of that whole mechanism. Now, sometimes it works in our favor with China and Russia constantly vetoing these declarations of war on Syria, which is why now the new motion is going to the General Assembly, where they're going to hope they're going to get a simple majority. It won't be binding, but the media will say the United Nations has condemned Syria and demands that Assad go. It's a General Assembly resolution. It doesn't have the force of international law, but it's all about posturing and politics. And right now, Ahmadinejad is trying to maintain the moral high ground here, which he currently has. Because he is in the right. He is in compliance with the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran is playing by the rules. Iran is not provoking anybody whatsoever. History is on the side of Iran. They've never started a war of conquest in over 200 years. And Ahmadinejad is relying on that in order to keep world support with him and against Israel in the United States of America. And it is working. As the British ambassador said earlier today, international support for Israel's agenda is collapsing. So that's, you know, Ahmadinejad is playing it very, very smartly. He's maintaining the moral high ground. He's not going to do anything that would be seen as confrontational or belligerent or provocative, which, of course, is why the Jerusalem Post is trying to manufacture the illusion of provocation by claiming Ahmadinejad wants the world to annihilate Israel. Because, again, that isn't what he actually said. It's just more of this USDA choice bovine excrement pouring out of Tel Aviv all over the American television news.
And Mike, I'd like to make a little comment about some of the things that are going on in Syria.
Yes.
We do know that civilians are being slaughtered by the alleged rebels. But including that, and this puts the United States in a very difficult moral area, in certain cities, these very radical fundamentalists are telling Christians to get out.
Okay, we got to take a break. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned a fat ever.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is still in the control room answering the calls, and the lovely Ms. Claire is sitting here talking about the end of the world as we know it. Anyway, so getting back to the seriousness of Syria.
Yes, what we are discovering is that many Christians and the Syrian Christian community is one of the oldest continuing Christian communities on the planet are being given ultimatums that they have to leave their homes and that there is no vision in the mind of these so-called quote-unquote rebels for any kind of harmony or equity between religions. Christians got to go. And so my thought is...
I want to insert a comment here because this is something everybody listening to this show needs to think about over the weekend. This is your homework. There'll be a pop quiz on Monday. The United States government is giving weapons to Muslim Al-Qaeda terrorists who are willing to work as a mercenary army, and they're killing Christians who are aligned with Assad's government because Assad's government practices religious tolerance, and everybody's allowed. There are Christians, Jews, and Muslims living in Syria. Okay? So, I mean, just think about it. The government of the United States of America, your government is giving heavy weapons to Muslim Al-Qaeda who are murdering Christians. That is how through the looking glass we are. It's right out of George Orwell's 1984. We're right in the middle of the war. They switch sides. Oh, no, 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 no. We've always been at war with East Asia. And it just happened. George Orwell was right. The people we're told are our enemies are all of a sudden they're our allies and they're murdering Christians. And you are paying for the bullets. You really think St. Peter is going to let you into heaven after that?
You know, it really boggles my mind. Is a Syria where there are no Christians the vision, if you can dare call it that, of NATO, the U.S., the U.K., and Israel? And, you know, it boggles my mind.
Oh, but they'll be under a private central bank, and that makes it all okay.
Well, no.
Well,
not exactly.
I was being facetious.
I know. But some really awful things are happening, and... I think I remember us talking yesterday about the fact that the Syrian alleged rebels went into a Palestinian refugee camp and was killing Palestinian refugees. I mean, I cannot for the life of me figure out where the morality is in that.
Well, there isn't any morality, but what the hired mercenaries are trying to do is to increase the tactical confusion on Assad's side, because now mm-hmm. Assad has to send medical support, medical care workers and all trucks and all this other stuff down to the Palestinian camp mm-hmm. to try and take care of those people. And those are resources that are no longer available to oppose the hired mercenaries. Now, what is emerging here from all of these massacres that were originally blamed on Assad, and now we know it's all on the side of the mercenary army, they are attempting to terrorize the Syrian people into dropping their support of Assad's government. That's why they're going into all these places and they're killing Assad supporters, they're torturing them, and then they're just executing them. They're sending out a message, support us or we will kill you. That's not exactly what I would consider democracy. It's not what I would consider the signs of a popular revolution either. It's like George mm-hmm. Washington and Thomas Jefferson going into a colonial school, killing all the kids inside and saying, if you don't support us, we'll kill more kids.
Yes, it is getting uglier and uglier. Mike, when is that U.S. General Assembly vote due on what to do about Syria?
The U.N. General Assembly vote, they're going to rush it through next week early.
Okay, all right. And you think that is what is going to be trumpeted by the Western powers that be as a quote-unquote justification for some kind of a larger military incursion?
If they get a majority in the United Nations, yes, it will be propagandized, this, that the world is united against the government of Assad and he must go. That's what the propaganda spin will be. The war is on. They're just looking for a good cover story. So far, they're not getting a lot of traction. As I mentioned earlier in the show, they're back to waving around weapons of mass destruction. And the new story is not that Assad is going to actually use his weapons of mass destruction, but if we don't go in and invade and take them away from Assad, who knows where they will wind up? That's the new spin.
Well, Israel has been bloviating about the possibility of these weapons getting to Hezbollah in Lebanon.
I think when this next big bang happens, I think Israel understands, and this may be the reason Netanyahu is saying, I'll take the whole blame for this thing. When the next big bang happens, I think Israel recognizes they've kind of played out their victim hand, and whatever they want to accomplish militarily, it's going to have to be this next one. I am fully expecting that when the war really cranks up in Syria and the bombs start falling on national primetime television, that Israel is going to go back into Lebanon to try and get the Litani River.
Right.
I think they're going to grab a big chunk of the Sinai to pay Morsi back for opening up that border into Gaza. And, of course, then will be the strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. Iran will counterattack. The U.S. will throw your children into the thing. Russia will come in, and it will be World War III for real. And the money junkies are going to be so happy. Remember, folks, bankers love war. They love it. They absolutely orgasm over the possibility of a war because both sides go into debt to fight the war. And when it's all over, both sides go deeper into debt to rebuild from the war. And when it's all over, everybody has sort of what they had before, except the graveyards are a lot bigger and everybody's in debt to the banks for the next several generations. And that's why bankers will support war. They don't even care which side wins. That's why Brown Brothers Harriman in New York was funding Hitler up until the day the war actually started.
Absolutely. And I would like to encourage all of our Jewish listeners and those who may be in Israel to really take a second look at the casualty numbers that the Defense Department has put out, 300 to 500 Israelis, I would suggest you not believe that for one second. I would strongly suggest that the casualty numbers from such a war are going to be horrific for everyone.
Well, look, even if you take the Israeli estimates of Israeli dead, because remember, Israel is not itself going to fight these wars. It's going to be the U.S. and Syria and the U.S. and Iran. But even if you believe those numbers, I mean, is 300 to 500 an acceptable loss if one of those 300 to 500 is somebody that you love? And the
Absolutely.
Answer, of course, is no.
Yeah. I really encourage those in the bowels of power in Tel Aviv and D.C. to think the consequences of all of this through very carefully. And I would also very strongly caution those in the bowels of power in Tel Aviv to understand that the American people have no appetite and no stomach for yet another sacrifice of American blood and American money on the altar of potential Israeli hegemony in the region. We don't want it. And, you know, Obama may impose some kind of martial law to prevent there from being actual protests, but it's not going to change the anger and feeling of betrayal the American people are going to have, especially after the pack of lies they were fed on Iraq. And we all see how well that went.
Well, we know that there are already laws limiting protests in the United States of America. There was the Anti-Occupy Act that Obama signed back on March 8. Mm-hmm. And all I can do is remind everybody of the wisdom of John F. Kennedy, who said, "Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable." And unfortunately, that's very frustrating and depressing for Claire and I, because we have devoted the last 18, 19 years of our lives together trying to encourage the federal government to find a better way to resolve its problems than to just sell out to the money junkies and then declare a war to cover over the crime. We've all seen stories about CEOs who run their business into the ground, and they're broken in debt, and they don't know what they're going to do. And they go in the dead of night, and they loot the office safe, and then they set a fire to burn it all down to the ground to cover their crime. That's what the U.S. government is getting ready to do. They have destroyed what was once the greatest nation on this earth in order to pander to Israel and the money junkies. $100 trillion worth of debt placed on the American people to bail out Wall Street from the mortgage-backed security fraud. There aren't enough Americans to bail that all out. They've created a treasury bubble that when it bursts is going to take the whole thing down. They've really screwed the pooch through mismanagement. So what are they going to do? They're going to start a world war and burn the place down to hide the guilt of their crimes against the American people and the people of the world.
I think that cycle, there are some people, and this is a very cynical way to describe it, it's called the cycle of destruction and creation.
Yes, very much
and
so.
And it's a very cynical way of looking at all this. But people with a lot of money say, oh, war, great. You know, they're going to need bombers. They're going to need this, that, the other. And we can supply that.
Well, you know, there's another way to look at this. And that is, we're all raised and propagandized to think that our government and our industry and our scientists are always trying to build a better world. But the reality is, no, they don't. The people who are usually prospering from the world as it is work very hard to keep things exactly the same way they are. And we all know how the oil companies discourage research into alternative energy, how they try to crush down things like coal fusion and so forth and so on. They don't want anything to change because the system benefits them. And going back to George Orwell's 1984, and the man was brilliant. And if you have not read his book, you should read it.
He was not only a brilliant writer, he was a prophet.
He was sounding a warning.
Yes.
Within the book 1984, there's the book within the book called The Theory and Practice of Oligarchical Collectivism. And as part of his backstory for researching his work, George Orwell actually wrote it out. He wrote out a pamphlet, The Theory and Practice of Oligarchical Collectivism. And one of the most profound things he put in there is the purpose of war is to grind up the work product of the ordinary people in order that you can keep them working to rebuild and replace.
It's exactly what that cycle is, Michael.
Because you don't want them to work to improve their lives, because then they become a threat to the oligarchy.
And he was absolutely correct.
He was absolutely right. The whole point of war is to blow things up so you can tell your people, we must pull together and build it all back up again from scratch. And, of course, the problem I have with the current world war is the U.S. is going to lose it. The U.S. is going to lose. We don't have the men. We don't have the money. We don't have the manufacturing. That last one, manufacturing, is what allowed the United States' entry into big mistake number one and big mistake number two to turn the tide.
And now China is doing most of our manufacturing in other areas in Asia. So, you know, that widget that they need for bomb door number three, oh, I'm sorry, it's going to take you at least 8 weeks to get it to you.
Well, they're already finding out there's been a huge influx of these counterfeit computer chips used in American military systems.
Oh, that's terrible.
And everybody's saying, what if there's a back door? What if the Chinese rigged these military chips the way Israel used Stuxnet to screw up the Iranian power station and possibly Fukushima as well? Nobody really knows.
Mm-hmm.
Some money junkie said we'll have the chips made in China, and nobody was saying China would have a vested interest in hiding a backdoor inside these things. And it's not a new idea. Back during the first attack on Iraq, Operation Desert Stomp, part of Iraq's military command and control was taken down with a virus that was hidden inside a computer printer that they'd had to import from Japan. And they put this printer on the network, and there was a little piece of extra circuitry inside this printer. When it was received a signal from outside, it went out on the local area network that it was hooked to and started causing all kinds of problems. So these things are definitely out there, and maybe this is the reason the F-22 is asphyxiating its pilots. Maybe this is the reason the F-22 got its rear end cleansed by these three German pilots in a decade-old fighter.
That was embarrassing.
That was humiliating.
Yeah.
But the defense contractors got their money for it, and that's all that really matters. As long as they're making their billions and billions of dollars, who cares if the weapons actually work or not, because their kids' lives aren't going to depend on them.
Yes, I don't think either of us are on the friend list for Lockheed Martin these days.
Yeah, I noticed I didn't get a Christmas card from them this
last
year. Darn,
I felt so hurt.
Yes. I wouldn't open a Christmas card from the defense contractors. It might explode.
Yes, true.
Yes. All righty. So anything else you want to share with us before we get to this next commercial break?
I think that was about it. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for being on the show. And, of course, everybody loves it every time you come on this show. And the more we can get you here, the better, because you're very intelligent and analytical and you're beautiful to look at. So I like having you here in the studio. All righty. That was Claire. And she's going to wander off and do whatever Claire does in her time when I'm not peeking at her. And probably it's going to be to go down and say, hi, we have new neighbors moving in, which is kind of fun. We have to make up a carrot cake and. Yeah, it's a drastic improvement over the ones who were living there before, who is a horror story. We've had a major drug problem in this neighborhood, and it's finally starting to abate, thankfully. All righty, let's see, a couple of stories going on. Apparently, one of the German Olympians, after competing, has been induced to leave London and go back to Germany because of some alleged link to some neo-Nazi group. Now, that is not the Olympic spirit, people. Remember, the original Olympics, the games that the current games aspire to, was a time when everybody put down their political differences, all wars were stopped, and they got together for a party. And it gave everybody a moment of pause. And it gave everybody a chance to look at each other and realize they were not hideous, horrible monsters. And it actually contributed to peace, and that's what it's supposed to be about. And so this Nadja Drigala, German rower, supposedly linked to a neo-Nazi group. And personally, I think all the neo-Nazis are frauds and propaganda very much the same way as Al-Qaeda. Why? Well, back at your childhood. When you were a kid playing cops and robbers or cowboys and Indians or any of that stuff, did you want to be the robber? Did you want to be the Indian? No, you wanted to be the good guys. You wanted to be the cop. You wanted to be the cowboy. You know, the big kids would beat up on the little kids and make the little kids have to be the bad guys. Well, I'm sorry, the Nazis are the bad guys. They lost. Nobody wants to be a Nazi except those who are paid to go out and scare and do propaganda and say, please support Israel, the Nazis are coming back. We're going to take a break for some commercials and, oh, I'm sorry, I thought I heard the music. That was my fault. I got another minute to go. Sorry about that, Crystal. So, all these people running around saying I'm neo-Nazi this, or I'm a white supremacist that, or I'm an Al-Qaeda or whatever. They're all phonies. They're all hired actors and actresses. It's all a fraud. You are living in the Matrix. It is a carefully crafted illusion, and all of it is fake. The American Al-Qaeda, the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, the LIBOR, the Dow, the unemployment figures, it's all an illusion to keep you in your place, to keep you a slave. And now there's the music. We're going to take a break for commercials.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin, you might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, teardrops of blood are falling.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And I'm looking at the corporate media, and they're touting Mariah Carey's new single. You know, again, the corporate media, they're not reporting news, but they are doing a lot of product placement there. And I guess maybe that's how they keep all the money coming in to buy all those cool lights and TV cameras and everything else and to pay for all those very gorgeous women who, you know, with the low plunging necklines and everything. Scientists are finally having to admit that the ice sheet on Greenland wasn't really as vulnerable and fragile and going to drown us all because of global warming. Remember, back during the height of that whole carbon Nazi hysteria, you had the former head of Greenpeace was out there saying that the entire ice sheet of Greenland was going to melt in the next 20 years and we were all going to drown unless we gave them our money and our obedience. And turned out it was, of course, a complete hoax. And he admitted it was, we're not trying to tell you what's really going on. We're trying to motivate you into supporting our political agenda, which is exactly what I've been saying all along here. Apparently out in California, there's yet another gun grabber legislation, Senate Bill 249, and it was supposed to be an agriculture bill. And with a backdoor tactic, meaning they've amended it, they're amending it to include a ban on all assault rifles. And basically it means that assault rifles purchased legally in California over the last decade would become illegal on July 1st, 2013 and have to be surrendered to the authorities. Now, I want to make something very, very clear, and that is, the Second Amendment talks about militias and security of a free state. The arms reserved to the American people, the arms whose possession may not be abridged or infringed by the federal government, are military arms. We're not talking about shooting or rather hunting or target shooting or anything like that. We're talking about military arms. The purpose of the Second Amendment is to reserve to the people arms identical to those held by the government itself. The reason to have a population armed with military weapons is not to shoot back at the government, but to discourage the government from shooting in the first place. Nobody wants a war in the streets, but if only one side is armed, you will get that war. So let's give guns to the sane people so the crazies decide not to pull the trigger. That's what's going on. All right, obviously going into this weekend, our biggest concern is, once again, we are reminded, the government of the United States of America, in order to distract the world from its criminal malfeasance, the Wall Street fraud, its obeisance to Israel, and having wrecked the greatest nation on earth, is going to set fire to the entire world because they can't think of anything better to do. Yeah, let's nuke everything. That'll distract them all from the bad job we did with the economy. The federal government, the Congress, sold you into the slavery of a private central bank almost 100 years ago. It's on the verge of collapse. What are they going to do? Accept responsibility and resign and try and make amends? Heck no. Let's take your children and throw them onto the bayonets of Israel's enemies. You think about that over the weekend. We'll pick this up on Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, support Republic Broadcasting. Share everything that you know or think about with your friends and neighbors and coworkers. Keep speaking, because when you have the courage to speak out, you will give others the courage to speak out, and that is the path to the restoration of the Republic. Aloha, America.